AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. My On the Edge challenge question tonight is, do you dream big and then do nothing about it? Living a big dream is intimidating, it's scary, stepping out is uncomfortable, it will always be that way. So how do you do it? How do you do something that you're not comfortable with? Probably about 30 years ago, maybe a little longer, 35 years ago, there was this young girl, who wanted to do something big, who dreamt big but did not know how to do the big thing. And so she went through high school, wasn't the smartest kid in the bunch, and SAT scores were probably definitely below the standard. In fact, they were laughable. And many of her friends laughed at her when they found out what her SAT scores were. But still, there was this thing that she couldn't let go of, that she wanted to do something big. Started working at an early age, single-parent home, and so just kept kind of going through life and not really getting to where she wanted to be. Graduated high school and wanted to go off to college, although, remember, the SAT scores were very low, so a lot of rejection letters, and so she didn't do anything for a couple of years. And then went back to her old high school and had a conversation with someone that she trusted, an old instructor, an old teacher who just kind of knew what to say and could give some really good advice, so she entrusted in this person. And so she went back and talked to her about going back to college, going to school, and shared, you know, her thoughts on that. And this is what the instructor said. The instructor said, go to school. Go to this junior college, told the exact junior college to go to. Actually, it's in the Midwest. It's called College of DuPage. She said it's the best school in the state, junior college. And so for this young girl, she thought, wow, there is someone who really believes that I can do something big. Because up until that time, she really kind of learned that she wasn't smart enough, got a lot of rejections, got laughed at by her friends, and just, you know, wasn't really accomplishing anything, and probably would not have, you know, accomplished anything big in terms of what someone else thought about her. And so she went off to college and she began to just do what her instructor said. And she went and she's got multiple degrees now. She left, went to Florida. Now she's on the West Coast. And again, every dream that this young girl had, she was afraid. She was afraid to go to college, but she did it anyway. She was afraid to move out, and she did it anyway. And she got past her own fear. She got past the laughs. She got past the disappointments. She got past the people who, actually, that was the closest around her, who were telling her that she probably would not have the successes that she now is having in her own life. And so now that young girl has been a business owner, has helped many companies go from getting funding from anywhere from $150,000 to $15 million. Who's this girl? Who am I talking about? Where is she at now? Well, she is now at a place on a team, Money Team 2.0 at AM 1220, KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. That girl is me. I went through a lot of disappointments, a lot of you can't do it, and it is, you can't dream big. It's unpopular. And so although I feel like I'm in the middle of living my biggest dream yet, what I'm here to tell you is that do it big in spite of other people telling you that you can't do it. Do it big even when your own mind, your own subconscious will tell you, you know what, you'll never make it. You'll never do it. There are keys and there are ways to just taking that first step. And what is that? Make a phone call. If it's education, make a phone call. Find out what it's going to take to do to go back to school and maybe learn some skills that you don't currently have. You know, I want to stop for a second and thank our listeners. And there's this one particular listener. We appreciate your listenership. Wherever you're at in the country or the world, we appreciate you listening in. And I got this Facebook comment from a young guy that I probably met him about 5 years ago. You know, you meet people and you say things and you don't know how you impact people's lives. And he came to my company and wanted a job. He wanted to do some web design. And his name is Donnie. And Donnie's a great webmaster today, is doing some awesome things, I've learned. And so, but he came to my job, and as the employer, I sat down and I interviewed him, and I looked at his resume, and I looked at his potential for web design at that time. And his skills were not where corporately I would have wanted them to be. And so he told me, he says, and I quote you, "I would not hire you to be a web designer." And typically if I say something like that, I usually follow it up with something like, "Let me tell you why." It is important that you live your dreams. It's also important for those that you are talking to, whether it's employers, that you prepare to live the biggest dream ever. That for Donnie encouraged him, and I was really encouraged by what he said after that. He said, "It made me want to do better. It made me want to just fight to do something more than where he was at." And that's what I do. I like challenging and putting people in situations that will cause them to have to think harder, that will cause them to think outside the box. You're going to have to think outside the box. You're going to have to do something that someone else hasn't thought of. A great place is to start is where they started or where they thought. And where is that product, or how did they develop that product, or the services that they're providing? Is that a good service? How can I make it better? But you're really going to have to at some point get outside the box. But you have to, the way that you do that is get inside your dream. You do it big. And so Donnie's doing it big, and he's so appreciative. He's like, "You know, I'm going to listen to your show every week." He was inspired on last week's show. But pushing people to do something better than where they're at, living the biggest dream ever, costs something. It costs your time. It costs you having to be uncomfortable. Sometimes it's people laughing at you. I'm telling you, I had more folks laughing at me and telling me what I couldn't do, and I should look at things a little bit differently. But and maybe some of that stuff was true to some degree. But at the end of the day, I knew that I have to live my life in the biggest possible way, aspiring to do the thing that maybe the other 90% of the world won't risk doing. Somebody's going to risk it, and you should risk it. Think about this. If everyone in your city, just in your city, if everyone in your city would maximize your potential, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. But if everyone maximized their potential just in your city, how great would your city be? I mean, I'm telling you, it boggles my mind. It's an awesome thought, and I think people can do it. And it's a choice. You have to determine whether or not you're going to do it. You know, I was reading this article, and the name of the article was 4 Tips to Becoming an Outrageously Cool Entrepreneur. And the writer of the article is Jeff Rose. And I like to read, so I found this article on Business Dictionary. So the Business Dictionary, I get these new words every day. And so I was kind of looking at to see what word I got today. And I just kind of started scrolling through the articles. And 4 Tips to Becoming an Outrageously Cool Entrepreneur. He said 4 things. And the 4 tips are this. Number one, and we've heard it, I'll tell you, any entrepreneur will tell you, you have to have passion in what you do. You have to have passion in terms of what you choose to do. If you do not have passion, it really is work. It is a job. It is, you want to, it's going to be work anyway, but you might as well enjoy what you do. You know, there's this great commercial out there, and in this commercial, there's this little girl with this camera, and it's got 2 lenses on an old-fashioned camera. She's telling, you hear her narrating as an adult, and she's talking about how her dad would give her the camera and says, "Go out and have fun." And so she would go out and take pictures. And now, as a magazine photographer, her dad would ask her, "Well, how's your job? How's work?" And she says, "Someone once told me, when you're doing what you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life." And so that's absolutely fantastic. If you love what you're doing, you really don't work a day in your life. When I'm producing and when I'm on set doing something, it is just, I love it. It's like the best thing. When I'm sitting here coaching and doing my best to encourage you to take a step, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be a big step, just take a step and move in the direction of what you want to do, I love it. I love it. I get emails and I get Facebooked, I get tweeted on people taking some sort of step, or they're motivated, and motivation is great, but sometimes motivation won't get you to do what you need to do, because if you're always waiting to feel good about it or motivated, sometimes you have to do it when you don't feel like it, and motivation, let motivation catch up to you. So that was number one, passion. Have passion for what you want to do. Number two, he says, dive in. And that's true. Take a step. Do something. Donnie, when he came and talked to me, I really don't even remember how many years ago it was. He took a step. He risked being rejected. He risked, but he took a step. And that step pushed him into a place where now he's a great web designer. He was challenged. And so that's absolutely fantastic that he can look back and says, you know what, I appreciate you just telling me the way it was. Why? Because if you don't help those that are coming up and giving them good advice and says, okay, I can't hire you right now, but you have potential there. Don't set them up to fail, set them up to win. I have a 17-year-old son. I don't help him fail. I don't set him up to lose. When he fails, we come together and we pick up the pieces and we start again. But I never allow him to be less than what his potential is. And so we're always talking about growing and developing and doing things that are outside what the norm is, because there's greatness in you. And so we want to be able to see that. And again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I also want to take a moment and thank our sponsors, our show sponsor, Fix My Score, fantastic, fantastic company in terms of doing, what is that right there? So I know my producer is like, what is that? Yeah, that's a little alarm on my computer going off to tell me about where I am on, where I'm at on time. So it's okay. No, so anyway, in timing, I am really big on time, by the way. So when if that goes off and I didn't turn my volume down, I apologize. But you need to be judicious of your time. And again, back to my sponsors, we appreciate them. We appreciate them affording this show to come to you. When we come back, how to cut the crap and get started on the biggest life ever. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Another bucket of sand, another wave at the pier. I miss the way that I used to call the shots around me. You know it would have been nice if
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Your Bay Area traffic update is brought to you this time by Garmin. Still working this Los Altos crash, southbound 280 before Magdalena. Traffic is backed up beyond Page Mill, approaching the accident scene where the right lane may still be blocked. The exit ramp may also be blocked as well. And southbound 680, expect some heavy delays just south of Scott Creek, all the way down towards Berryessa. There was a motorcycle wreck there in San Jose. Should be starting to move a little bit better. South 880 is not much of a better alternate. It's slow from 237 down to the Alameda, and the metering light's on at the Bay Bridge, so expect delays on the upper deck and the backup about the end of the parking lot. Reimagined, redesigned, ready to move you. Check out the all-new 2012 Garmin Nuvi Personal Navigators at Garmin.com. Garmin, follow the leader. And for more traffic information, it's SigAlert.com. Michael Green with Bay Area Traffic.
Did you know that upwards of 70% of all credit reports contain false or inaccurate information? 70%! Inaccurate and false information in your credit report will drive down your FICO score, preventing you from qualifying for a low interest rate on your mortgage, that new car, a business loan, even that new position you've been interviewing for. Take charge of your financial stability and erase inaccurate, false, or misleading information from your credit report today by calling Fix My Score. Call Fix My Score. They'll work on your behalf to dispute false and inaccurate information and repair your credit report. Call Fix My Score and get on the road to a brighter financial future. Call 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222. Your FICO score is your financial barometer. Get that FICO score to the highest possible number and stop paying exorbitant interest rates due to false information. Call Fix My Score. 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Rob Black, host of Rob Black and Your Money, heard weekday mornings here on KDOW. Join me and CFP Chad Burton for a wealth preservation and retirement planning seminar Thursday, October 13th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Los Gatos Tollhouse Hotel. You can sign up at robblack.com. What we're going to discuss is teaching you how to reduce your risk with diversification, tax reduction strategies, economic outlooks, portfolio structures, and much, much more. This is a critically important seminar, Wealth Preservation Retirement Planning, Thursday, October 13th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Los Gatos Tollhouse Hotel. Chad Burton and I will teach you everything you need to know on retirement and wealth preservation issues. For more information, find it at robblack.com. That's robblack.com.
Join Rob Black for this special seminar, one day only, at the Los Gatos Tollhouse Hotel from 6 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, October 13th. Seating is limited, so RSVP now at robblack.com. That's robblack.com.
Money 2.0, Business on the Edge host Margaret Jackson and owner of Cool Rain Productions is offering affordable business workshops, a low dollar cost with high dollar impact. On the Edge workshops include business planning, social networking, grant writing, advertising using multimedia production, branding strategies, upscale websites on a shoestring budget, and so much more. Email On the Edge Workshop at businessontheedge@coolrain.com and receive a free business analysis. Use the code words On the Edge on 1220.
Hi, my name is Connie and I'm from San Jose. Going to Margaret's workshop, she laid out everything step by step, and once you just step in and take the first step, you know, everything just seems a lot easier, a lot more organized.
Don't delay. Seating is limited. Email Margaret Jackson today at businessontheedge@coolrain.com. That's KOOLREIGN.com. On the Edge Workshops, building today's American dream.
Do you own a home or have plans to in the future? Don't miss Bay Area Real Estate Radio with Karen Levine on Saturdays from 1 to 2. You'll get all the information you need to know about what's happening in the local real estate market and how to take advantage of that knowledge. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing, listen to Bay Area Real Estate Radio with host Karen Levine, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
For the first time in our history, America's credit rating has been downgraded, and AMAC has an answer to that news. Never again. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, is the conservative alternative to the AARP. AMAC cares about the issues conservatives care about. If you're 50 or older, help us get to 1 million members by the 2012 elections. Join AMAC now. Go to tearupyourcar.com or call 800-255-4199, 800-255-4199, or go to tearupyourcar.com.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. Came out of that last segment with a huge alarm. I love time. I use all kinds of tools. In fact, we're going to talk about some of the tools that I use, and timers are definitely one of them. And so we're talking about living the biggest dream ever, and whether or not you're doing anything about it. And I'm going to tell you, if you're going to take any journey, you're going to have to take some steps. If you don't take any steps, you'll end up where you're at right now, today, 5 years from now. You know, maybe a raise here and there. But, and when I say live the biggest life ever, that doesn't mean that everyone's going to be an entrepreneur. It doesn't mean that everyone's going to be a business owner. It means impact. Live your life fulfilled. I don't know what word to use better than that. It's live your life fulfilled. And so I was talking about these four tips that I could have written this article. I really like it. Four tips to becoming an outrageously cool entrepreneur. Have passion. And you should have passion in any job that you do. We've all worked the jobs that we absolutely hated. I've worked some jobs that I absolutely, years ago when I first got married, I moved to Florida to marry my husband. And I helped clean houses. I absolutely hated it. Now, I love cleaning my own house. I like a clean house. But sometimes I thought, these houses that people, I couldn't understand how they could even live in the way that they lived. I mean, they were just tore up. I just don't have any other way to put it, but it was like scary. It's like, okay, if I pick something up, I was afraid of what was going to come from up under a stack of whatever was under there. So it was really, really scary. But we've all done those jobs that we absolutely hated. But you do what you have to do to eat. You do what you have to do to pay your bills, and that's par for the course. But that shouldn't be the whole course. That should not be the whole thing, the sum total of your entire life. Imagine that if I had to live cleaning, and for those that clean houses, I'm not, nothing against it. I'm especially those that are cleaning. I tip my hat to you because I've done it. And again, the way that some people keep their homes, it's really scary. But if I had to do that for the rest of my life, I would be like, okay, the rest of my life could end like right now, because there's no way I could continue doing something like that or doing something that I did not have passion to do. But dive in. Take a first step, do something, and ways that you can do something and move forward, I'm going to talk about a little later. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but number three, he said, cut the crap. These are his words, cut the crap, and I love that. Cut the crap out of your life. He's talking about people who say, I want to live big, I want to do something big, I want to start that new company, I have this great idea, but they don't want to, you know, not watch their favorite TV show, and in this case it was Wipeout. And so they didn't want to make time to meet with someone who could help them to begin to see that dream come to fruition. They needed to watch Wipeout. And so it's so funny, because as my son has grown up, I would tell him, okay, if you want to do great things, you know, when you, he's a fantastic animator, draws, I mean, just absolutely fantastic, 17 years old. But what I've taught him is that if he watches his favorite cartoons all the time, YouTube or whatever, and he doesn't invest time into building his skill up, you know, everyone that those shows that he's watching, guess what? They built their skills up. That's why you're watching the shows that they're helping create. And we see produced. You have to learn your skill. You have to be willing to sacrifice something that will allow you to live your big dream. And so he says, cut the crap out. And so I echo that. Cut the crap out of your life. Don't let television shows, radio shows, or any show or anything keep you from, if you need to study, stop and study, you know, catch the show later, listen to a podcast or watch it, you know, some other time. And especially on Netflix, who can't get almost any show that's out there? But spend time investing in yourself and do that. And then the fourth thing was a support system, and so that's important. If you have people around you that can support you in doing what you do, when you, especially when you fail, failures are really hard. I've had so many failures, but I am so thankful for the people that were around me that could say, hey, you know what, MJ, I know this is tough, but you're gonna be all right, you're gonna make it. You have so many ideas, so many things that you wanna do, you know, keep going forward. And those that, you know, they'll say, I'm praying for you. Whatever it is, you have to have people around you that are really for you. And those that can encourage that, and experts in that area, experts in what you're trying to do, because they can help you get around some of those pitfalls, some of those things that you know it didn't work out exactly the way you wanted it to work out. But keep a good support system, and people who are not for you, oh, just you know, stay away from them, especially if there's a failure. Just, you know, like them from a distance. Don't put yourself in a situation that you need to hear any naysayers, especially when you're in a time when you're trying to get past something that didn't work out. So again, you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Baby, this is my world. This is who I am.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
Your Bay Area traffic update is brought to you this time by Garmin. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge. Traffic is backed up near the overpasses. And once onto the upper deck before the tunnel, heads up, there's a crash there. It's blocking the right lane. If you're heading anywhere near Half Moon Bay this weekend, be ready for delays on 92. The Pumpkin Festival underway for the next several weekends, ramping up to Halloween, and that typically backs up West 92 from 280 down the hill. North 280 slow Alpine to Farm Hill, and southbound delays from Page Mill down to an accident at Magdalena, which is wrapping up on the right-hand shoulder. North 880 is jammed up to Cotto, up to 92. Reimagined, redesigned, ready to move you. Check out the all-new 2012 Garmin Nuvi Personal Navigators at Garmin.com. Garmin, follow the leader. And for more traffic information, be sure to log on to SigAlerts.com. Michael Green with Bay Area Traffic.
Money 2.0, Business on the Edge host Margaret Jackson and owner of Cool Rain Productions is offering affordable business workshops, a low dollar cost with high dollar impact. On the Edge workshops include business planning, social networking, grant writing, advertising using multimedia production, branding strategies, upscale websites on a shoestring budget, and so much more. Email On the Edge Workshop at businessontheedge@coolrain.com and receive a free business analysis. Use the code words On the Edge on 1220.
Hi, my name is Connie and I'm from San Jose. Going to Margaret's workshop, she laid out everything step by step, and once you just step in and take the first step, you know, everything just seems a lot easier, a lot more organized.
Don't delay. Seating is limited. Email Margaret Jackson today at businessontheedge@coolrain.com. That's KOOLREIGN.com. On the Edge Workshops, building today's American dream.
Time, precious, irreplaceable.
Ticking down toward your retirement, but the last 2 years of time have not been kind to your portfolio. And now you're wondering, will your money run out before your time does? Maybe now is the time you take control of your financial future, and Phil Grandy can show you how. Knowledgeable, experienced, a proven track record, Phil Grandy can teach you everything you need to know about trading.
When to get in, when to get out,
and what trends to watch that can help you make money even in a down market. Phil was the only financial observer with enough guts to tell you what Wall Street didn't want you to know about derivatives and the subprime market. He told us the collapse was coming and those who listened were spared. Put time back on your side. Learn from an expert trader. Log on to philsgang.com today and discover how you can take control of your financial future. That's philsgang.com or call 941-953-4441 for more information. That's 941-953-4441. philsgang.com.
I have a question in regards to, it's a variable annuity with a guaranteed minimum withdrawal benefit.
Hey, Steve, I called you regarding an insurance question. What do you think will be best for her to get?
I'm young enough to do an aggressive portfolio. Now, when I look up aggressive, you know, do some research, some people say, oh, well, you need 80% stocks, 20% bonds.
For answers to the tough questions, listen to Invest Talk weekdays 4 to 5 on 1220 Business Radio.
Washington is hotter than ever. With all the heat between Congress, the White House, and lobbyists, you can depend on Hot Air to shine a light on the issues that matter. Log on to hotair.com and discover something different. Insightful commentary on everything from the economy and the federal deficit to healthcare and taxation. Hotair.com is the number one political blog online, and it belongs on your online list of favorites. Log on today and find out what you've been missing at hotair.com. Hotair.com.
Apples and oranges, night and day, plain old text email and email marketing with constant contact. The differences are pretty amazing. Plain old email is just, well, plain. Constant contact is real email marketing. In minutes, you get professional-looking newsletters with photos, your logo, everything. You've seen these great-looking emails from other small businesses. Now, it's your turn. Plans as low as $15 a month and free phone support from real live people. ConstantContact.com. There's nothing plain about it.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We are working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
Now, back to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, your business coach, talking about, do you have a big dream and are you doing nothing about it, or are you doing something about it? Really, you want to do something about it. And so we left off with the four tips to just being an outrageously cool entrepreneur, this article that I read. And the four tips, again, were passion, do something, dive in, cut the crap out, and get you a really good support system in place. Living big is probably the best life that you could possibly imagine. Scary, but living on the edge, living that life, it just doesn't get any better than that. Here are some of the tools and tips. I call them my cool tools, cool research tools, things that can help you get going, things that we use in the industry if you're not sure what to do. Say maybe, for example, the internet is just full of information. You just can't, I mean, you can Google a word or two or three words and get in the ballpark on something that you're trying to research and find. But for example, if I am a new entrepreneur and I want to find out how to determine what someone's pay is going to be, and I'm not really sure what that is in the industry, so I use a tool called payscale.com, which is a fantastic tool, free, and you can get free reports. And so it'll tell you salary, benefits, total cash, hourly rates, bonuses, health benefits. And so say you have two people that you're interviewing, and maybe one person has 5 years experience, maybe the other one has 15 years experience. If you run their resumes and you put their key information in, it'll give you a difference, a range in terms of what those two people would make. Someone who has 5 years experience will probably not get the same pay as someone, obviously, with 15, 20 years pay with that same, in that same career field. It's not the same resume, but the same career field. So that's a really great tool to use, and that's payscale.com. And by the way, if any of the tools and information that I'm giving you on this show, you can email me at businessontheedge@coolrein, KOOLREIGN.com. And I will send you this toolkit. I will send you this information that kind of gets you going. Reading is totally free, so you can kind of saturate your brain with some of the things that you need to learn and know about. Another tool that I just learned about, which is kind of neat, is Glassdoor. It's www.glassdoor.com. It's really a cool site. And so say you're not sure what people are making in the industry, maybe you're looking for a job. And so you can go to this website and find out what people are anonymously, yes, my words are tangled here, and find out what they're earning. These are people in career fields that they're currently working that are sharing what their benefits are, what the pay is. And so if you want an idea of what that is, glassdoor.com can give you that information. And you can also, if you're a business owner as well, get information. Those are two really cool tools just to get you in terms of what would it cost for me to, you know, how much money can I make if I did this job? Or, you know, if I did it as self-employment, what kind of money can be made at some particular job skill? So you want to check that out. And again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. And we're talking about just living a big dream. You know, we can talk about, again, I can really get into the nuts and bolts of building a business. But the problem is that no one cares about nuts and bolts if you don't put a foundation under it. Nuts and bolts and putting in steel barriers and whatever is going to build your company is a moot point if we don't put a foundation and change your thinking about moving your life forward, doing something that is extraordinary. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
Your Bay Area traffic update is brought to you this time by Garmin. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge. Traffic is backed up near the overpasses. And once onto the upper deck before the tunnel, heads up, there's a crash there. It's blocking the right lane. If you're heading anywhere near Half Moon Bay this weekend, be ready for delays on 92. The Pumpkin Festival underway for the next several weekends, ramping up to Halloween. And that typically backs up West 92 from 280 down the hill. North 287. Slow Alpine to Farm Hill, and southbound delays from Page Mill down to an accident at Magdalena, which is wrapping up on the right-hand shoulder. North 880 is jammed up to Cotto, up to 92. Reimagined, redesigned, ready to move you. Check out the all-new 2012 Garmin Newbie Personal Navigators at Garmin.com. Garmin, follow the leader. And for more traffic information, be sure to log on to SigAlerts.com. Michael Green with Bay Area Traffic.
Did you know that upwards of 70% of all credit reports contain false or inaccurate information? 70%. Inaccurate and false information in your credit report will drive down your FICO score, preventing you from qualifying for a low interest rate on your mortgage, that new car, a business loan, even that new position you've been interviewing for. Take charge of your financial stability and erase inaccurate, false, or misleading information from your credit report today by calling Fix My Score. Call Fix My Score. They'll work on your behalf to dispute false and inaccurate information and repair your credit report. Call Fix My Score and get on the road to a brighter financial future. Call 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222. Your FICO score is your financial barometer. Get that FICO score to the highest possible number and stop paying exorbitant interest rates due to false information. Call Fix My Score. 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222.
Money 2.0. Business on the Edge host Margaret Jackson and owner of Cool Rain Productions is offering affordable business workshops, a low dollar cost with high dollar impact. On the Edge workshops include business planning, social networking, grant writing, advertising using multimedia production, branding strategies, upscale websites on a shoestring budget, and so much more. Email On the Edge Workshop at businessontheedge@coolrain.com and receive a free business analysis. Use the code words On the Edge on 1220.
Hi, my name is Connie and I'm from San Jose. Going to Margaret's workshop, she laid out everything step by step, and once you just step in and take the first step, you know, everything just seems a lot easier, a lot more organized.
Don't delay. Seating is limited. Email Margaret Jackson today at businessontheedge@coolrain.com. That's KOOLREIGN.com. On the Edge Workshops, building today's American dream.
Hi, everybody. Ray Lucia, certified financial planner here. You know, listening to my radio show, you've probably heard about how thousands of people have followed my bucket strategy to help them prepare for retirement. But the strategy really clicks when you see exactly how it works and watch as I present all of the academic research that supports my plan and learn how each of the buckets are filled. So come see the presentation for yourself at my free seminars in Concord and San Jose. Folks, if you're living off of your investments right now, or you're just a few years away from retirement, don't miss these free seminars, Thursday evening, October 20th, and Saturday morning, October 22nd. RSVP now because seating is limited. Learn how you may be able to maximize the money you have saved for your retirement. The Ray Lucia Bay Area Bucket Strategy Seminars, October 20th and 22nd. RSVP by calling 877-PLANNER, that's 877-PLANNER, or register at raylucia.com, that's RAYLUCIA.com.
Thanks for listening to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking about big dreams, living big, tools, tips, ways of getting there. And the number one way is really to take a step, is to do something. And again, a couple other tools that I'd like you to know about is itfacts.biz. That's one of my favorite research places to go to find out what's going on in terms of business IT facts, who's buying what's going on. what are people purchasing? You know, for example, men spend like $908 annually on consumer electronics, where women spend $558. That's important for me to know if I'm going to sell electronics or I'm going to sell. So you can go on to these places like IT Facts. You really want to check them out. It's a really, really cool site. You can find out what's going to happen in 2012 in terms of cell phones. In fact, we're finding out that IT Facts is reporting that people are thinking about downsizing, getting prepaid cell phones rather than keeping their regular cell phone because they want to cut costs. So all kinds of interesting information that would allow you to strategize how you can market to your target audience and where people are purchasing. You know, what people are doing online, how many people in the United States have cell phones or computers or going online and purchasing online, like television ads are down. So you can find out all of this information to kind of help you out. In fact, one of the things that it talks about is 16% of Americans are self-employed, okay? And then 30% of employed Americans work for large corporations, and then small businesses, we're talking about 28% are small businesses. So there's a lot to learn about just information, just getting you going. You don't have to just jump out there and get a business license. You can kind of do your homework. I think that's important. I'm going to share my top 10 favorite tools. They're either free or low cost that will kind of help you get started moving your dream forward, thinking big, living big. You want to live your life fulfilled. Do that. So my number one favorite tool is reading. I read industry articles, magazines, books, online publications. I read, you heard me earlier, I read businessdictionary.com. I get a new word every day. I read inspirational readings. I read a lot. And so I'm trying to expand my knowledge base. I'm trying to stay current on information, and I'm trying to do things that will allow me to continue to build business, that will continue to allow me to do what I need to do. And reading is free. You know, if you really want to get technical, it costs you time. You know, so investing the time in improving your knowledge base is absolutely phenomenal. So read about the industry that you're interested in. Find out, you know, how it's working, what's not working, how can you do and provide things that would improve it. And number two is thinking. I know that sounds crazy, but a lot of people do not want to think. They do not want to critical think. You want to take time to stop and think about your goals, your dreams, your ideas. You want to put them through a critical thinking process that can undergo scrutiny and see whether or not it stands up. So think about your ideas. See whether or not it's something that can withstand, you know, just a barrage of questions. And at the end of that, you'll see whether or not you have something that is worthwhile pursuing, or maybe you may need to make some adjustments here or there. Number three, writing. Write your vision down. Make it clear and concise. Make sure, journal, put your thoughts down, put your ideas down, write down the pros and cons, evaluate where you're at, and write down the steps that you want to take to go to your next level. You know, I think about the seminars and the workshops that I do. I enjoy them, but I wrote that down and began planning for that probably 5 or 6 years ago. I didn't do it 5 or 6 years ago. So I had the structure, I had the seating chart. We put together, my team and I put together how we wanted it to look. And so it started as a dream 5 or 6 years ago. And now here I am 5 or 6 years later, living that dream and doing seminars and doing workshops. In fact, we got workshops coming up this month. If you are interested in grant writing or business planning, or I'm going to do a workshop at the end of the month for entrepreneurs, people who have not even, then you haven't gotten a business license, you haven't done anything, and you just need someone to help talk you through and help you kind of massage out your ideas. It's going to be an interactive workshop. And so if you want to take that workshop, I haven't got that date settled yet, but if you do, email me at businessontheedge@coolrain.com, that's with a K, K-O-O-L, CoolRain.com, and we will get you connected with that, because sometimes you just need someone to help you figure out how to put all of this stuff together, and I can help you do that and would love to do that. Number four, talk to industry professionals, leaders, contractors. Go on informational interviews. When I was straight out of college, I went on informational interviews. It was fantastic, because you know what an informational interview does is it takes the pressure off of the employer. And it takes the pressure off of you. No one's trying to hire. There's none of that kind of weird atmosphere. You can just go and ask questions. Create a list. Do a little bit of homework on the company. Make sure you can get those things out of the way. You should know about them coming through the door. But that is a great place to be. And then research your industry. What's happening in the market? What's new? What's hot? What's old? Who's spending? Who's not? What are the buying patterns? You want to figure that out. And number six, smart software tools. I have software tools that I absolutely love. And a couple of weeks ago, we had the CEO, Sabrina Parsons, on the show, and we were talking about Live Plan, and we're talking about Business Plan Pro. I have Business Plan Premier. Fantastic product. I mean, as low as $99.95 to help create a business plan for your company. It's totally user-friendly. I enjoy that a lot. Intuit QuickBooks helps you, you know, stay on top of your finances. In fact, QuickBooks has this new online simple start 30-day trial, so you can get a feel for it online. In fact, you can keep it online. So that's kind of neat. They have total tech support, so you wanna check them out. There's a lot out there for you to get started. And one of my favorites also, Business in a Box. Over 1,500 documents that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. They've invented the wheel for you. You can get this tool that runs probably, I think, around $250, a little bit more pricey. But again, if you're able to get a hold of Business in a Box, that's a great tool to kind of keep you in line with your contracts, you know, checklists on different things. It's $1,500 documents, people. It just doesn't get any better than that in terms of what you can do to help put your company in a place where it can make life easier on you. So you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson with a mouthful of information tonight. Stand by
me. AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Your Bay Area traffic update is brought to you by Garmin. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge, an accident clearing before the tunnel. Three vehicles involved. Traffic was already jammed on the incline. Heading out towards 101, the metering lights are on, and that backup is near the end of the parking lot. 680 South, Fremont, Milpitas, San Jose, slow. An earlier crash at Berryessa gone, but traffic has been backed up as far as Scott Creek. And North 880 before Bascom, getting word of a wreck there, backing up, or should I say blocking all traffic lanes. It's already jamming up to 280, and South 880 delays from 237 heading down towards Bascom. Reimagined, redesigned, ready to move you. Check out the all-new 2012 Garmin Nuvi Personal Navigators at Garmin.com. That's Garmin.com. Garmin, follow the leader. For more traffic information, log on to SigAlerts.com. I'm Michael Green with Bay Area Traffic.
Money 2.0, Business on the Edge host Margaret Jackson and owner of Cool Rain Productions is offering affordable business workshops, a low dollar cost with high dollar impact. On the Edge workshops include business planning, social networking, grant writing, advertising using multimedia production, branding strategies, upscale websites on a shoestring budget, and so much more. Email On the Edge Workshop at businessontheedge@coolrain.com and receive a free business analysis. Use the code words On the Edge on 1220.
Hi, my name is Connie and I'm from San Jose. Going to Margaret's workshop, she laid out everything step by step, and once you just step in and take the first step, you know, everything just seems a lot easier, a lot more organized.
Don't delay. Seating is limited. Email Margaret Jackson today at businessontheedge@coolrain.com. That's KOOLREIGN.com. On the Edge Workshops, building today's American dream.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, Hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger looking skin a free trial of Hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-498-5971 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven Hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive, Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of Hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-498-5971 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-498-5971.
You want to know about Phil Grandy? Well, I'll tell you about Phil Grandy. The man has no fear. I remember in May 2007, he called the stock market crash. You know, the pressures of only reporting happy, positive news were there. Did Phil give in? Does Phil pander to the media and to the elites? No. Phil locks in. He makes the call on the crash, sticks to his guns, and reports what Wall Street and the government don't want you to know. So tune in, log on, and make profits. Go to philsgang.com. Philsgang.com.
When waltzing with Phil Grandy, it's best to let him take the lead.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
All right.
Okay, here I go.
Ready? Anytime there. Okay.
It's a dance that any investor will love.
That's very nice.
And your portfolio will thank you.
That's right.
Phil Grandy.
And I'm just getting wound up.
Weekdays at high noon.
Let's get this show on the road. Phil's Gang with me, Phil Grandy.
On the Bay Area's Business Leader.
Guess who? You got it.
AM 1220 KDOW.
Did you know that upwards of 70% of all credit reports contain false or inaccurate information? 70%! Inaccurate and false information in your credit report will drive down your FICO score, preventing you from qualifying for a low interest rate on your mortgage, that new car, a business loan, even that new position you've been interviewing for. Take charge of your financial stability and erase inaccurate, false, or misleading information from your credit report today by calling Fix My Score. Call Fix My Score. They'll work on your behalf to dispute false and inaccurate information and repair your credit report. Call Fix My Score and get on the road to a brighter financial future. Call 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222. Your FICO score is your financial barometer. Get that FICO score to the highest possible number and stop paying exorbitant interest rates due to false information. Call Fix My Score. 888-977-1222. 888-977-1222.
Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking about living the big dream. Are you dreaming big and doing nothing? Or are you dreaming big and doing something? We came out of our last segment with me trying to shove in a lot of information. So I want to go back to Business in a Box real quick. Again, over 1,500 documents. From business planning and management to consultants and independent contractors, contracts, credit and collections, finance and accounting, human resources, internet and technology, legal, operations and logistics, just a lot of documents that can help you not have to, you know, it just cuts costs. You don't have to hire attorneys and lawyers. You can kind of get out of the gate with some really great tools. And number 7, I have smart internet tools. Number 6 was the smart software tools, but smart internet tools. I was talking about time. Earlier in the show, you heard my timer go off. And I have this timer that I use when I'm working. It's called Toggle. Free online tool. And
KDOW, Palo Alto.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
AM 1220 KDOW and KDOW.biz. A service of Salem Communications.